This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet has adopted a resolution expressing its profound grief over the loss of lives in the terrorist incident involving a car explosion near Red Fort in Delhi. The Cabinet observed 2 minutes silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said Cabinet paid its solemn respects to the victims of this senseless act of violence and conveys its heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. The Cabinet unequivocally condemned this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
BJP MP Aparajita Sarangi has been appointed as chairperson of the Joint Committee of Parliament to examine the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025 and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. The 31-member panel has 4 members from the opposition ranks, 15 from BJP, 11 from NDA constituents and 1 nominated member. A Lok Sabha bulletin said BJP Lok Sabha MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Bhartruhari Mehtab, Pradhan Barua, Brij Mohan Agrawal, Vishnu Dayal Ram, DK Aruna, Parshottam Bhai Rupala and Anurag Thakur are part of the committee. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will take place tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The electronic voting machines or EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all the candidates have been sealed, were kept under tight security in strong rooms. Our correspondent reports that the counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko. Our correspondent covering this visit has more on this.
Presidents of India and Botswana will witness the release of the captured cheetahs into a quarantine facility near Gaborone. The event will mark a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The handover signifies the start of a new chapter in bilateral cooperation in wildlife conservation between the two countries. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. President Duma Boko had said that this agreement demonstrates the spirit of shared environmental goals and promotion of biodiversity. Thanking Botswana for their support, President Murmu had said that India will take good care of these big cats. Manishiva, Akashwani News, Botswana.
Several Sri Lankan cricketers who are currently in Pakistan for a 3-match ODI series have requested to return home, citing safety concerns following a deadly bomb blast in Islamabad that killed 12 people. In response, Sri Lanka Cricket has acknowledged the request from the players but directed them to continue the series as per schedule. The second ODI match between the two teams is scheduled for today in Rawalpindi, which is hardly 20 kilometers away from Islamabad, where the deadly bomb blast occurred on Tuesday. Sri Lanka is also scheduled to play a Tri-Nation T20 series in Pakistan from 19th of this month. Initially, the series was to be played between Pakistan, Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, but Afghanistan refused to play the series following border clashes with Pakistan. Now Zimbabwe has been included in the series as the third participant. Pakistan had been struggling with security concerns and inviting nations to play cricket at their home grounds. In 2009, a bus carrying Sri Lankan cricketers was attacked in Lahore, injuring 6 players. Since then, Pakistan played its home matches in UAE. And that is the end of this news bulletin.